Welcome to A Jaded World. Today we're giving you one of those list thingies that everybody's always talking about, you know, around this time of year, where we talk about things that we liked the year before and things that we want to do the next year. But it's just us. It's just doing our thing. And then we're gonna talk about some pretty heavy stuff, but then we rewind it down and we get positive and we look forward. And join us. Stick around for the rest of the episode and, you know, follow us on places too. That would be cool. But, you know, for real, listen, it's going to be cool. You're here already. Might as well just keep listening. We're going to tell you some things that are pretty interesting, I think, or else we wouldn't have said them. And I think you'll learn something and your life will be better. You'll probably become a millionaire after listening to this, but that's your choice. So listen to A Jaded World. See ya.
Yes, I've collected all of the jade from all over the world. It's mine, and it's a jaded world, I can tell you that. It's a jaded world, yes.
Hello, I am MJ. My pronouns are she, her, and this is my partner and... What was that, Peter?
That was the introduction of the podcast.
Oh, right.
I mean, there'll be a trailer before
okay,
that.
Okay, introduce yourself.
But then I usually do a silly voice.
I can't picture the
it
character.
Was my, it's like a, like, picture a mad scientist's assistant. Yes, master.
Okay.
Hello, yes. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, Peter, please introduce.
Oh yeah, I'm Peter Teabags. I'm they them. I sit around and I do things and say stuff and write words on places. I've studied things and I've worked in places where I've learned things and applied that knowledge to real world events, and
that collectively adds up to about 20 years shared experience between us. Oh, you're getting a little hot there, Peter.
I disrobed.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a robe, it was a jacket.
That was quick. That was like a smooth whoosh.
I disrupted you.
Yeah,
I'm very distracting.
You are, you sexy beast. Anyway,
okay,
working
I fucking
within
hate
the system.
Eminem. Oh yeah, you're doing
okay
that.
Why are we talking about Eminem?
Because I hate him, but he has an amazing line where he says, you say I'm disgusting, mm-hmm. or that must mean you're discussing me. Like, I'm not quoting him directly because fuck that dude. Like, if you think I'm disgusting, you're discussing me. You have an opinion on me.
Isn't that from Hamilton? So you disgust me?
Yes, that's a better. That's the one I'll quote.
Yeah, let's go with that. Let's give Lin-Manuel some credit instead of... Oh,
man. I'm sure that means it was probably Shakespearean somewhere.
Ah.
You were given
pay
credentials.
Attention.
You were given credentials.
Pay attention to, or make it to the middle and you'll get a sweet treat.
I'm going to lean back and cough and take a sip of coffee. And then you're going to finish saying what you were going to say.
All right. So 20 years shared experience working within the system. We are sex positive parents, which is very difficult to be.
Especially formerly religious. Like, we used to be so religious.
Yeah. So there's so much guilt and shame still happening, but we're trying. We're trying our very best. But thank you for joining us. We talk about love, lifestyle, and basically healing through our jaded experiences, right?
And so, also pop culture, because we love that shit.
Oh, for sure. And we like having a good time. So,
you know, it's the first of the year. It's a good time to introduce ourselves. So I'm glad you decided to do that, because I was going to just wander about places.
Well, which, we do do that.
You said do-do.
Come on, you were supposed to...
Sidestep that?
Yeah. I was hoping.
Right in
That's
it.
Why I hesitated, because I thought you... I was like, okay.
Next time we should put it in a bag and light it on fire.
Okay. Let's discuss. So when we first talk about reflecting on the year of 21, I could not think of anything positive. I was like, whatever. I can't. I have zero highlights to talk about. I can't think of anything fun. But then we started discussing for this podcast, and I was like, wow, 2021 was actually a really positive year for us, even though there was a lot of like
It was. So
challenges.
we're going to give our list of highlights over the year.
I was reading it, obviously, I was drawn to it because we've worked within the system. So it was like, oh, what's going on here?
You
Headline
mentioned
was.
it, and I had recognized, like, I had heard about cases like this working in education, like, because teachers are aware of what's going on in your kids' families, like, if they're a good teacher.
Yeah, typically. I mean, aren't I all mandated reporters are kind of asked to look for those signs, right?
And then
So
most schools also have a system in place where if you need, where people need assistance, they can get it. And that's part of a teacher's job to like look out for people who need assistance and refer them,
to certain,
privately and discreetly to this
different.
counselor who also has access to all of these resources. So if you need help, reach out to your school. If they
Absolutely.
haven't
They're,
recognized the need in you, like, maybe you can discreetly say, hey, we're kind of struggling. Your school has resources. I want to point that out.
yes, there are absolutely resources out there. But so anyway, this article talks about a woman who was denied welfare, right? Like she made too much money, so she's working three jobs, right? Like to survive. Like, and honestly, it's a story
To
here
afford
in,
groceries.
I think it's a story local in Arizona.
Yeah, it was a local
It was
Arizona
okay.
because one of my favorite pastimes is to rage tweet at Doug Ducey.
True. Okay, yes, I remember
Like,
that
if I'm not here podcasting,
you're probably
the only
outreach.
two, okay, I communicate in three forms. Podcasting with you, that's how I get my relationship, my emotional
Your
stuff.
emotional connection, right?
I write erotica, which is where I get my sexual expressions and desires fulfilled. And then I rage tweet at Doug Ducey.
To get your political. So anyway, yes, local story woman here, and this was a few years back, so it's not, I mean, it's still currently a problem within the system, I'm sure, but she was denied welfare, she's working three jobs, and then the babysitter that she had got for her child.
While she be to what make sure her child was taken care of during those hours she was working multiple jobs.
Abuse the child, right?
So the child is now a victim of abuse. The mother had entrusted somebody, and this child is abused. And now, I mean,
Going through
really,
just the trauma of that,
in that mind,
right?
I see the parent as also a victim.
Yeah,
This
because,
child, because you
well,
entrusted your child.
it's also
That's a deep thing.
what we're taught
Entrusting your
about.
child to with somebody.
Well, it's what we're taught about grooming, right? When you learn about pedophiles, and like I've had so many classes like that, because I've worked at the YMCA, I've worked at, I mean, basically schools anywhere with children, and they're going to teach you the signs, right? We're taught that the parents are also groomed just as much as the child is groomed to, this predator creates a safe space for the child.
You saw this on the movie Find the Neverland documentary on HBO that came out in I think 2019 or 2020, where
Ooh,
they those
yeah.
two the two victims of Michael Jackson made the documentary about. And throughout that whole time, you like wonder why would the parents do that? Well, the
They're
most
groomed
popular
just
man
as
in the
much.
universe is giving you shit and making you feel important too. They
And
have an
so,
interest in your kid. That means that you're interesting too. And like that's how they do this. They also know they're charismatic.
they're
Shitty.
manipulative.
Just
They're
because
they know how to
somebody's
get
likable,
away with this stuff,
just
right?
because somebody's does terrible things does not mean that they are not likable. There is an
Right.
episode of I believe Workaholics,
mm-hmm. where Crystalia, who later ended up having some accusations, I believe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But he plays this character where he's a pedophile. They're trying to catch a predator him. And then he shows up and he's this guy that they think is awesome. And they think, so they hang out with him to keep him from it. But then he like keeps making the jokes. Like it's, that's how it happens.
Right.
People aren't able to get into them by looking like Kip from Napoleon Dynamite.
I know.
That's what you think of when you think of a pedophile. That is not what they look like. They look like regular old people.
Yeah.
They look like everybody.
People who can, what's the word? Schmooze their way.
Like, yeah.
They just,
it's
they
called
know what to
charisma.
Say. Yeah. They just, and it's like, you get a feeling around them though. You do. Like, you know almost that they're doing it to you, but you're like.
But also, they know how to control the room, the environment that they're in.
Right.
They know how to do it. Okay.
Should be aware that the parents, yes, the parents are the protectors, and it, you know, they do need to take on that role. They need to acknowledge, like, when they didn't pick up on the warning signs and things like that. I do feel like that's important.
Yeah, as a parent, you need to educate yourself on that shit.
Yeah. But I also feel like it's important to acknowledge that,
which we'll do our part to do here.
Yeah. Parents are going to be groomed just as much. They are a victim too. You know, it's their child that went through this. So anyway, the story goes on.
Wait. I had a coloring book once and it like had this thing and I was supposed to draw. I was supposed to circle the person who was the child abductor. And I circled the guy with the trench coat. And guess what? I was wrong. It was the guy in the Letterman jacket. It was a McGruff crime dog coloring book. And I remember, like, that was a point that they were trying to teach, is that these people can look like anybody.
Yeah.
You, just because you like them, doesn't fucking mean shit.
Yeah, the woman was working all these jobs, child got abused, and then obviously the child is going to be traumatized in that moment just from that aspect.
Just from being abused.
But then the
also
state gets
from
involved.
Having to be away from the mother. Let's start this whole thing addressing late stage capitalism and
right.
its evils, the core of all
okay,
of this evil.
It started with, you know, the fact that she had to work so many jobs. Yeah, I mean, I stated she was denied welfare. So she had to work three jobs. How is that living?
Yeah. And then the state, we've experienced this in our life, the difficulty affording health care, or not health care, well, yes, that, but child care.
Yeah.
Like, there was a big time of our life where you wanted to be working, but it didn't, you, there was no way that you
kids.
Could,
yeah.
there was no way that you could make enough money to make paying for, to offset the costs of child care.
Exactly.
Because we were encouraged to have as many children as possible. But like, we made it work and we educated ourselves and we pulled through, and it's good. And I'm glad that we have our children.
Yeah.
I would not trade them for the world, but we were not prepared for them. We were absolutely not prepared to be parents. And
I mean,
think about how if you're listening right now, you're probably over 20. How did you feel when you were 20? Did you know anything? Cause I didn't.
I did not know anything. Anyway,
so grooming.
Mother was groomed just as much, I feel like. Or, I mean, she was working three jobs, so she didn't really have to be groomed that much.
The way it
much.
Was presented in the article,
yeah.
she was groomed.
Yes.
Like, she just had a babysitter. Like, you don't really, when you're trying to find childcare,
it's,
you find someone you can afford.
Yeah, it's nearly impossible.
It's difficult. Also, I'm aware of
Maybe
this.
Not,
the
yeah.
difficulty even getting it, even if she wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, there's waiting lists, there's everything.
Like, that's,
so
they do make it particularly difficult to even apply for these things.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's a nightmare. Oh, my God. And it takes so much time. And don't get me started
that's
on the mental health aspect. Oh,
that's why people
Jesus.
Need government assistance to apply for the government assistance. Like, it's true. It's there
they
are,
do.
There are positions where, hey,
yeah.
we'll have somebody come and help you fill out these forms so that you can get help from us.
Right.
But you have to fill out this form in order to get the help from these people.
Right.
bureaucracy. It's just the most wonderful thing in the world, but it's not Christmas time anymore. So what is it?
I mean, because, you know, they come in, they investigate, and they say, you know, this mom has depression. This mom is not financially stable.
Look, she didn't protect her kid.
She didn't protect her kid. So, and then they put her on this plan to like get her to where she needs to be to get her child back. Mm-hmm. Right. So her child's removed. Obviously he starts having behavioral issues, whether it's from the trauma or the child experienced during mm-hmm. being abused, or also the trauma from being immediately removed from his only protector attachment safe place.
Okay. So they take the child and they put all of these requirements like, okay, we'll give you your kid back. This is just to keep the kid safe. We'll know that the kid's safe as soon as you do this, this, yes, and this. Right. We know this because as foster parents, we would have to take our kids that we were fostering to visitations. Yep. And we were aware because we had family meetings, like where we met with the social workers on the team.
Parents need to do this, this, and this, and then the kids can return. And we were supportive in parents in that, right?
The amount of tasks on their plate.
Oh my God. It set them up to fail.
Because the children also in foster care have so many appointments. We were struggling with two of us
to make
and
it to
family
the foster,
support yeah. on the sides yeah. to make it to just the doctor's appointments for our kids in our home.
Yep.
So these are adults who are struggling with something, had their children taken away, which, don't get me wrong, children need to be protected.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they've had their children taken away. They're struggling to overcome addiction, poverty, and let's say addiction again because of how powerful it is. And then...
Well, I mean, I feel like it all stems from poverty, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so anyway, they make...
So how do you overcome these odds?
Yeah, they make this woman, like, do... And I mean, I know articles are going to present it more extreme for whatever purpose, right? But still.
Well, they're writing about this case because.
Right. It's happening. It's
like
a problem.
Cockroaches. If you see one, there's a few more behind the walls.
Yes. Like, let's be real. So she has to submit like her paychecks to prove that she has sufficient income. She has to do psych evaluations. She has to do like. Mental IQ test to make sure she's and all the while her child is away from her.
In early stages of child development, when the bond with a parent is the most important.
Yes. Like, so yes, this happened a few years ago and I'm sure they have
tried
to change and adapt and not, there's certain things they put in place to not remove children and things like that.
Follow the money and see where it goes.
Seriously, go follow the money.
What companies are paying money to get laws that are made that so easily, that more easily pass, or that more easily take away children in certain states than other states, so that those companies also benefit because they are employing a lot of people who take part in that system. It's very similar to the for-profit prison system, which I have a lot to say about, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about how shitty that is.
I mean, this mom is just devastated and still recovering from that many years ago. And what has the state done to support her since then? You know, I would be interested to see that. You know, if the state is supposed to be about protecting children and keeping families together, then let's see that.
Let's protect them before you have to take them away.
Yeah. Let's not immediately take them away. Like, let's get the support in there in the home and teach and educate. And I mean, that's what's proven to work is education.
Okay. Little Billy got left home alone because mom was out partying.
And money.
Let's hear a story that we hear all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Little Billy got left home alone because mom was out partying. She was smoking weed and getting drunk with some dude she met at a bar. So they find out this child, this 20-year-old mother, or 21, because she's at a bar.
Oh, right. 21. Okay, so...
She's young. She's just trying to fucking make it. She's raising a kid on her own, and she has one opportunity. Like, she's stressed out of her mind.
Right.
So she lets out some stress. She does a stupid fucking thing. Yes, you do not leave children alone like that.
Right. But at 21, you have this moment where you're like, and probably we probably had a moment of like, okay, oh my God, I'm losing my fucking mind. Okay. If they're asleep, like I can just go outside for 10 minutes or whatever, you know? And when you're alone and you're isolated and you have no one.
When you are that young and you are a parent.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying we need to start looking
at. It's called empathy.
At why it's happening versus.
And instead of punishing them after it has happened. I want it to not happen in the first place.
Punishment. Like, why? Like, punishment isn't teaching people. Discipline teaches people. Stop punishing. It doesn't do anything.
And also, if I expect my dog to shit in the toilet and flush when she's done, I better fucking teach my dog to shit in the toilet and flush when she is done.
Instead of jumping in and saying, oh, well, you didn't do it. Now you get abused.
Here's some things that'll make it a little bit harder to do that.
Right. Here's some more obstacles.
Also, some fines that you have to pay.
Yeah, but
because we're involved, you got to pay for this. You got to pay for what we're doing to you. Like, we're taking care of your kid. You have to pay for that. And that's how people would phrase it. Like, what? We're going to take the state. I'm a taxpayer. I'm going to pay for some deadbeat kid that they couldn't take care of on their own.
Exactly.
But they're trying. They were out working.
And now they have. Into the ground.
Okay. The person who. Had that lapse in judgment, a terrible lapse in judgment, and went out partying. That was their one chance, most likely because they were a single mother working nonstop. And when they're not working, they're taking care of a very small child. So not letting them off the hook in those situations, but why is it happening? Why is it happening?
Yeah, and I feel like the state needs to change their perspective as they go into these homes. Why is that happening? Where can we help them, right? Instead of check off these things and then you can get your kids back. Because then they're just going to do these things to get their kids back.
What would make these kids safe in this home?
Give them what they need to survive. Let's give them the resources. Let's show them how to use those resources.
What does this family, the state should be looking at it as, what does this family need to be safe?
Yes.
And functional and healthy.
Right.
Not because they're putting the same amount of funds into those cases, probably more on the punitive side. Mm-hmm. If they put those same funds onto the preventative side, education, like making...
Honestly, that's what this, sorry, Peter, to cut you off, but that's what the article was about. They took the funds that she could have been given on welfare, so she didn't have to work 3 jobs, and they put it into the system that took away her child. And so why didn't we do the preventative? Why didn't she receive the funds? And that would have never happened to her child.
All right, we're going to take a little break, recap, and come back and talk about what was cool in 2020. One, nothing was cool in 2020.
This is a sound check.
This is so out. I am so cold and shivery. How does shivery sound?
Find your shivery up close and then find a shivery back. Because okay, that's what we need out of a sound check and we never fucking get it.
I know. Sorry. I'm getting better. Oh shit, there's a stick in my butt. Okay. That was okay.
Don't burp in a sound check, Em.
Oh, rude.
Dads love nothing more than blaming gas on the people around them.
You know what's funny? In our household, I'm the one that does that to the kids, though. They hate it so much.
Well, that's just because I changed my personality from fart guy to pretty person.
Okay, so I took on the role of fart guy.
There must be one fart guy in every home. Some homes have many.
You know, our kids. Some homes have a competition that maybe one of them can take over.
I'm honestly surprised that one right there has not.
I mean, yeah.
Like, I've seen what you eat.
Yeah.
I purchase what you eat, so I'm grateful. But
okay,
like,
moving along.
I am worried about our plumbing. What I see, what happens behind closed doors, but I don't smell it. It doesn't. We don't have stinky kids except for feet. And if you're listening,
I was testing sound checks, and you got off on feet checks.
Oh yeah, I'm leaning
so
back
I'm
right
in shivery. I'm not shivering right now though, but I was.
I'm leaning back. Now I'm leaning forward.
Leaning back. How do our jackets sound? Do you think jackets
sound
on
sound checks?
Oh,
we checked that earlier, but we didn't listen to that part when we listened to the sound check because
we're just so damn hilarious.
Yeah, we laughed a bit. Okay, here's my philosophy on that. People always get mad at me for laughing at my own jokes, but.
Like, why are you saying it?
If I didn't think it was funny, I wouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Donald Glover has that joke about, like, somebody gets into his car and he's listening to his own rap. And they're like, are you listening to yourself? And they're like, yeah, what's wrong with that? Like, it's the, and then he goes on, that's the only genre you can't enjoy your own art. But he's like, no, comedy. You laugh at your own joke and people will ostracize you into oblivion. And then you will have to go live in a camping trailer out in the wilderness because you've been banished and now you have to sneak back into Verona to get to your true love. But by the time you get there, she thinks you're dead. They all said she's dead.
Yes.
But then like suicide happens.
The dumbest love
I hate
story.
That. I fucking hate. I like. I love everything about
yeah,
it
I
until
mean,
the
okay,
goddamn
la,
suicide.
La, la, la. Yeah, but why are we calling it a love story? Like, it's just tragedy. That is just.
It's two kids who have a lot of fucking pressure.
Yeah, like
from some pretty rich family.
Can we discuss the parenting going on here?
Your Capulets and Montagues, you're pieces of shit.
Like, come now.
Yeah, but as a kid who was raised by TV, I loved holidays. I mean, holidays. I loved end of year lists. It was my favorite part of the year. It was my favorite fucking
Remember
part
all
of
the
year.
Shows they used to do of like end of the year lists.
Best of or MTV had the best, and then VH1 started getting some good ones. But
I feel like
I
when we first got married,
masturbated to MTV so much as a teenager.
Okay, but when we first got married,
you hate when I tell you things I masturbated to as a teenager.
I feel like we, like, the New Year's after, or the first New Year's we got married, that's what we did all day long, was probably just watch, like, end of the year recaps.
Oh, I fucking love them. It was, I remember, the Christmas day, our first Christmas day together after we had been married was...
Well, yeah, I mean, that was our first Christmas.
I don't think we had a Christmas together without being married. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. But yeah, we woke up and watched G4 all day.
Stupid
and it was
I hate that bitch.
Morgan Kessler. I'm terrible. I should know their names.
I remember that. Yeah.
Morgan Kessler, I think, or I don't know. It's been a while and I'm high. So,
yeah.
But we woke up and we just watched this thing because I had just sold my Xbox. No, I had just lost my Xbox to the Red Ring of Death. And and I was trying to win an Xbox off of G4.
I remember.
So, in between their top 10 lists.
Red thing.
It was so sad. It was so sad. I was so happy because it was my warranty had just barely expired. Just barely.
That's sad.
And most of the time that I had it under warranty, I was in a new relationship with my soon-to-be wife. And before that, I was figuring out how to become a father. So right, I did not even experience this fucking Xbox in this time. And then I finally get settled down in my home with my wife and my child that I can just take care of while I can hold this kid in my arm and like play this game. But then it stops working and it starts flashing those three red lights. And I was so sad. But I was trying to win a new one because I win things, or it's in my blood. People in my family win things from places that you don't normally win things from. And it's I'm quite proud of it. I'm happy about it. While we're here, we're watching G4 because I remembered what I was talking about. And they would have those lists, like top 10 scariest games on X Factor. Right. Then they would cut to G4 with, you're going to be so mad I'm going to say her name.
I already said her name. I hate
her. Olivia Munn. Like, Olivia Munn on the early stages of G4 TV irritated young MJ so much.
She still does. I don't like her. I don't know why. It's dumb.
But she's so funny, especially back in her early days when she was on G4.
No, we're not going there.
I didn't like her X-Men movie. It wasn't one of my favorites. Like, the X-Men movies kind of fell off. Days of Future Past is fucking rad. And then a couple of them are good. Like,
let's get into
X-Men deserve better. X-Men deserve better. I don't know. What are you putting highlights on? I love Highlights Magazine.
We do love Highlights Magazine.
Can you spot the difference in our lists? Let's see. My list first?
Yeah, you have way more than I do.
That's because I never stop talking and making lists. I have some things on my list. A big one, this one actually spits on your face occasionally. I guess that ties into spitting on your face ties into this because it came out and I inadvertently outed you.
You did.
So that's a big thing that happened this year on Mario Day. Mario Day, March 10th.
March 10th, we came out.
Oh, are you mad at me for that? I feel bad.
I'm really not mad. It didn't even faze me.
It's like, oh, shit. Yeah. This married lady's husband is saying that, oh, no, they just said that they both do. Okay. That's fun.
Yeah.
Posted publicly. Oh, everywhere. Okay. I guess I'm out. We had discussed the idea of being out, though. Yeah. Like, it wasn't dropped a bomb.
No.
You were planning on being in for a couple more decades.
Nah, and I don't care. I mean, like, if you're gonna leave me for that, you've already left me. So
like, coming out, it involves acting. You do a bunch of acting while you're in and while you're hiding things.
Yeah, and you got pretty good at that.
And I decided to try it out. Like, it actually started in 2020, so I started recording those videos, and then you gave me the thing for the little microphone for Christmas, and I was like, oh my god, and I cried, and we never used that microphone, but we should frame it somewhere.
We should. That's what kind of started, yeah.
I really dove into
acting,
into like putting up making my stupid little videos or saying shit, or then I decided, you know what, let's fucking do it. Let's go be on a thing. So I had a friend who was in a, they do, it's called the All Puppet Players. They put play, like adult themed plays with puppets, like Avenue Q style things. And I was going to audition because I like to do silly voices.
You do?
I've never done a silly voice.
My
brother used to do silly voices all the time. He did a really good Kermit the Frog, and like
I started out the year like super like positive about my body. I was like, hell yeah, OnlyFans is the way to go. I was so
you
happy.
Had a couple big benefactors in the beginning, which and is really what you need.
Yeah they made me super happy.
A like, couple whales is what we call them in the business.
Whales. A whale of a
because I did a lot of research and to help you. Like, hey, maybe you should do this.
Yeah.
Hey, I read this article that says maybe you should
so
do that.
Supportive, and I really appreciate that. Like,
I helped you post some of the things because it takes a lot of work.
At the age of 35, or I guess I was 34 at the time, but
and you're so beautiful.
But I was like, it's not really like for me. It's not really modeling. I'm just like, I love sharing my body and who I am, and that's I just.
I'm glad that you didn't
I feel pursue like I modeling
earlier in your life like you wanted to? Because here's the thing. You've always been gorgeous. Always. Like, you've noticed the eyes at you since you were a kid. You, like,
yeah.
Dudes are creeps. So, you've always known that. You've always been beautiful. But what makes people interesting, like, what makes a model interesting, you learned this from years of watching America's Next Top Model, is you have to have something interesting. You have to have the character behind the person. It's anybody can be hot. Well, I can tell you this, pretty much anybody can be hot. Like, with enough money, anybody can be hot. Like, yeah. We see it all the time. Go to a rich neighborhood. Oh, look, all these hot people. Go to a poor neighborhood.
That's sad. They're poor.
Yeah. Not to say that the poor people are ugly.
They're not.
I think we're pretty good looking. It's just we don't have the money to put into facial washes. Did you know that if you put a special in, instead of washing your face with the same thing you wash your anus with,
you use a different one.
Oh. And then your face, like, oh wow, that 37 year old
anus to face, do you?
Well, I get the bubbles going. You're looking at me like, is that not how do you get the lather? I haven't done this for a while, so if you, I want to know, how do you get the lather going when you're washing, going A to V, or never go A to V, but when you're going,
oh my God.
Also, what order do you go? How do you get the lather going in the shower? And
you don't go ass to face, for sure.
You always do.
What?
I don't think I really do. I hope I don't. But, like, let us know at jadedworldcast@twitter.com. HTTP //... So I've said some of my stuff. Here's your stuff things say.
Oh, we were talking about my OnlyFans. I had some really great whales and
whales. We love you, whales.
We love you so much.
I got some coffee really one time because of one of you, so thank you. Yeah. I had a sip of it.
Yeah, really positive experiences. I did get sick, and there were some shitty people after I got sick.
But overall?
Overall, it's been pretty positive. Like,
I can't believe how supportive your porn fans are to you.
They're so sweet.
Like, so many. They're, like, obviously lots of random, here's my penis, but then they usually disappear.
Well, I usually just ignore them, you know, like,
you've had one person who is directly mean. No, two people. The if you got Harley Quinn off Wish.
Oh, that one was just funny to me. That one made me laugh so much.
And then are you really sick? Yeah, dude, I fucking said I'm sick.
I mean, I lost 40 pounds in
less than a month. Or whatever. Less than a month.
But no, I'm not sick at all, sir. You fucking asshole. Anyway.
Big shout out to Deadly Parasites.
Yeah.
Don't drink the water anywhere.
Anywhere. Be safe out there when you're getting nude.
That's why Jesus drank wine. That's what I'm saying. He liked to have a good time.
Ooh, I left a really shitty career. I could have made some bank money off of. I really think that I could have utilized
There were things, but
I was abused like no other.
I thought that you had kept me pretty well informed about what was going on at that job because you told me a lot. And then there were little things here and there that you've said in the past, like since you've come out of the shell that you were in there.
Yeah,
and
it was bad.
I cannot believe that you were having to put up with that. You are strong as balls, man. Actually, take that back. Balls are fucking weak.
They really are.
You can literally tap a ball.
Like, barely even flick it, and it's done for.
Like, and then that's actually when it's the worst. Hey, it's a little off topic, but we follow this Instagram account.
That's a lot off topic.
We follow this Instagram account. It's called Sex Toy Reviews.
Right.
I'll put their tag in the description because it's fun. But they posted this toy. It
goes around the penis, right? So
that's what I thought it was. It's a cock ring. Cock ring.
So it's a cock ring, but then there's like a
you jam
your balls,
your undercarriage, into a tube that pinches off and has a shape. And
well, creating like a dildo, right? To go in the other parts.
Yeah, like so remember watching United States of Terror?
Oh, and they said, oh, oh my God.
And like, oh, Alison Brie.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Marvel. Captain Marvel. Okay, so she and the little brother on the show are.
That's not Alison Brie.
Brie Larson.
Thank you. I was like, that. I know who Alison Brie is.
It's the fucking, not anagram names, but like, do. Yeah. This person's name is this person's last name, which is this person's first name, which is that person's middle name. It's confusing to me. Have a single name like Cher.
So anyway, Brie Larson.
Brie Larson, Captain Marvel.
Yes.
She was talking to her little brother on the show about sex things, and they are just listing all of these sex terms that he's asking questions, and he asks, what's dogs in a bathtub? And they never answered it.
And but we didn't know what it was.
So we Googled it.
Oh boy.
And this tool would definitely help with that.
Yeah.
So we're going to make you Google it too, because I want that on your search history, not because I've already had it on mine.
Go search that up. Yeah.
It's fun. Dogsinabathtub.com.
Oh my God, I hope that's not something.
Let us know if dogsinabathtub is a .com
is
a website.
It's not going on my search history.
Yeah, I've already done that.
We're not doing that
so
anymore.
Let me know. At jadedworldcast.com on Twitter.
Knows we are not.
At jadedworldcast.com. Why don't I not know how to Wogsword. So back to my list. What did I have next? Do you remember what I had next? I had writing. I've been writing a lot.
Yeah, writing's fun.
I had a cool realization earlier this week because I was super tired and stressed out and I was trying to get a new car. So I put in a thing, but my computer does that autocomplete thing and it put in my phone number. Uh-huh. Everything was right. But apparently it put the wrong phone number in the wrong field and they called my former boss.
Oh, and it auto, yeah.
So they called my former boss because that was the number listed as my phone number.
Right.
And he called to let me know or text me to let me know. And it led to a conversation and it reminded me that this is the person who hired me my first job after I graduated. And they ask you a questionnaire. What's on your bucket list? What is one thing that you hope to accomplish before you die? I wanted to write something, publish it, and have people read it.
Yes.
Over 1,000 people, like unique visitors, because I fucking love diving into analytics.
I know
on,
you do. You watch MJWorld.com. So
just in general, because I have a history. I work in social media for many years.
Yeah, you know what's up.
Also, I've had over 1,000 people read things that I've written, and that makes me so happy. So,
yeah.
2021, I wrote things. I wonder if it had anything to do with coming out. Maybe it released that block, like, oh, maybe if I'm not spending all my energy
pretending to be someone,
hiding what I am.
Yeah. And your writing, like, has improved. I think it's improved as the year has gone on. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the more you do, the more you.
Yeah. It's so much fun to see.
And I've learned some things. Like, the pandemic made a lot of people learn a lot of things.
Yeah.
So, like, as a teacher, I had to learn a lot of video stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2020, I really got to cultivate some stuff.
You mean 21?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah,
I really dove into developing some video editing skills for professional reasons. And
photography, you started shooting me.
I did. And
there's a lot of great shots of me at the beginning of the year that are all you. You took the forest set, like it's not really a forest, but I make it look kind of like
the one
a forest.
At the river?
You did all of those, and
Here's something else that's another big highlight. I've started to at least let myself acknowledge when I've done something good.
That's good, yeah.
Because for so long, I would always like when I'd help you with photography. Oh, I'm just a human tripod. That I've said that line so many times, but you know what? I wasn't. I stood in a spot. And
you
got
figured out, yeah,
what you told me to get, and I got it. So I learned those things, but then, like, I learned how to do things to make it look better. I learned skills. I learned writing. I learned photo editing. I learned video editing. I can edit audio. I can produce a live broadcast.
I know.
I can do so many things this year that I could not do.
Yeah. So even though at first I looked back and I was like, oh, 21 sucked. Like I can't really remember anything. There was so much growth and it was hard. You guys, it was such a hard year for us. It kicked our ass.
I feel like there's something about diamonds and coal or some shit.
Yeah, something like that. But I grew so much.
Like if you polish a turd enough, it becomes a diamond out of coal.
I guess that's what's happening. I started to have this when I came. So I went into like a pretty bad depression in 21 for a good like 6 months when I was so sick. But as I came out of it and I started doing my meditation and yoga and I started like reading again, which is a big thing when you go into depression, you kind of stop doing the things you love, right? But to start reading again means I start learning more self-care and things like that. So it helps me be healthier. And
big shout out to the Chopra app.
Oh my God, that saved us this year.
Right before I got out of Teach for America, they gifted mm-hmm. everyone in the core a membership to the Chopra app, a year long. This is a guided meditation app by Deepak Chopra. Mm-hmm. And there were some scary times.
Yes, very, very scary.
But we started getting help, which that was the thing. It is so difficult to get help when you need help. It takes so long. I'm glad we started early mm-hmm. last year so that we can be well on our way this year.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is you just have to start.
Because once you start, it still takes a little bit and it's still a lot of work.
You just got to start. But, you know, I'm just so proud we've survived so much. And it was a tough year, but it was a year that changed us. We grew. We did a lot in 21. A lot. I got an SUV for the first time. I'm so happy about it.
I would say that our family has never been closer than we are right now.
I saw 100 geckos for the first time.
100 geckos?
Yes.
I've only seen like 7 or 8 at a time running on the back wall.
So one of my kids loves ICP. That is a huge hard no for me, but I have opened myself up to being understanding that my child doesn't have to hold the same.
I don't have chlorophobia, but I'm more resistant to it than you.
It's because I've supported our older child with everything else that I'm just like, okay, I figured out a way to make it work for them. I'm going to figure out a way to, you know.
I feel like Indiana Jones with snakes. It's like, why does it have to be snakes? Like, why does it have to be juggalos?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
hey, you fucking enjoy it. They enjoy it.
Yep, I love them.
They fucking enjoy it.
And it hasn't harmed me in any way. It hasn't.
We don't allow the things on the big screen when you're around because you do have this fear of clowns.
I do.
So seeing a clown is still off limits for you.
Absolutely. And when they want to do the face paint, I said Halloween and that was good. And that's how I compromise. But I'm showing up for my kids. And so I feel like that's a good thing. And maybe people will think that I let my kids walk all over me. I don't give a shit. We're close as hell.
Who do you want applying your kids' clown makeup? You or some juggalo at a place?
Oh my God. That's tough, though. That's a tough thing to do.
I know. I remember when you painted the older kid's face as the Joker because they had this long hair as a little kid and we made them, not made, but they liked the idea.
They loved
the creepy Heath Ledger Joker in A Dark Knight wearing the nurse's outfit.
That
was
a makeup,
creepy costume.
They were thrilled. They were so happy they looked that terrifying. But yeah, that was hard. I did not want to. That was, I think I even cried back then, but I've grown up a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I remember how hard that was for you to sit there and put that on. I got into bird watching. I fucking love birds.
I love birds too.
Birds. So 2020, I tried gardening and that failed miserably.
So
2021,
we tried.
I decided, you know what? There are birds right there. I'm just going to sit and look at them.
Oh,
I'm going to look at
we
that
have
bird.
So many cool birds, though, that in our backyard. Hummingbirds are my favorite, though.
They're my favorites. We don't see as often as I'd like, and I want to find some way to attract them. Are the lovebirds? It's these little parakeet-looking
the
things.
Ones?
Yeah, they're like they
really
actually
pretty.
Look like parrots. Yeah. And the story is that I've heard. The local lore is that somebody released their pets and they bred with the wildlife and just propagated. So in Arizona, you'll see random little lovebirds in the palm trees.
They're super beautiful.
Oh, they are gorgeous.
They're
and
really, really pretty.
Every time I've seen them, I've needed to see them. They just show up. Remember when we saw them at that one park?
Yeah.
When we were on our own for a bit.
That's so funny. Anytime we have these like despair moments where we're just like, I fucking give up. I'm over it. And we're having one right now, kind of, where we're just like, universe, come on. We are so tired. We always have these like little moments. There's something that will.
That news story, this top of the show, did not help either.
I know. But we'll have just these little moments where like we'll see lovebirds or like I've had this.
The hummingbirds. They are so shiny.
Bring us so much joy. But not just birds. Like we've had this moment where
we had a dead rat. It was so beautiful. It was.
I fucking hate you, Peter.
It had been raining.
That's disgusting.
It had been raining, and this.
I don't fucking hate Peter.
It had been raining, and we'd been gone house sitting for a friend for a little while, and
stop.
One of the buckets happened to. One of the paint buckets had filled up with rain, and it had been a little chilly, like near freezing temperature, near freezing temperatures, and. Like we were doing our cleanup of the backyard, getting ready for the podcast, and like, oh, what's this? And it was like a near rat sickle floating straight up in the bucket. So like I had to figure out what to do with that. And I looked so silly. Like you
I'm
should,
glad
I was,
you handled it because
I was
ready to vomit. Right
it
now.
Was one of those on the tips of your toes and just you touching things with your forefinger.
Do you remember when I killed a mouse at the YMCA when I worked there?
Oh, you just crushed
vomited.
That thing right in front of all those kids.
Yep, I
was. On accident, PETA. We didn't mean to. She opened a door and there was a mouse.
Oh my God, so disgusting.
She was trying to usher it outside and it got in the wrong spot.
Yes.
We got super dark and talked about rats, but what's the beautiful thing? Bring us back to beauty.
Bro, like I can remember after that 7-minute conquest of your rat story.
I wrote a story about rats with wings once.
You did. That was a fun story.
I like rats with wings.
Shit, what was I talking about, bro?
Rats are the worst things ever, but they are also simultaneously so
talking
cute.
About
Have
rats.
You seen how cute they are?
They're not cute. Okay, so the beautiful thing that I wanted to discuss.
Not rats. Eye contact here, so we're clear on this understanding.
Not rats.
You want me to stop talking about rodents in general or just rats?
All rodents in general. We are done with that topic. We have moved on.
Okay, then.
Aww.
I'll just see my way out.
Aw, bring Mickey back. Okay. So, the beautiful thing that often happens with us is when we need, like, a change or, like, our thoughts are going dark or whatever, and we're out here, we'll have this like gust of wind. And it's like random, right? That we've had these, and there's no other wind about or anything. And then all of a sudden it's just like
it's a calm day. And then
this weird gust and we're like,
And like our moods both simultaneously change. Like,
yeah. Winds just change. It's so weird.
Ooh,
anyway.
The winds of change are in the air. And then like with that one time, the coolest time that it's ever happened, there was a baboon in our tree and like it broke open like a mango and like poured it on a tree and then like put
God
some leaves
damn
in the
you,
air
Peter.
And like and then chased the leaves.
Oh my God.
And then we had to run because a fucking lion showed up and
anyway.
I wasn't prepared to fight a lion. I can tell you that. You never are when it comes time to fight a lion.
You're
never going to be prepared.
That's true.
That's one thing. Okay. The biggest lies from my childhood were, you're going to have to look out for anvils and quicksand.
Oh, the quicksand for sure.
And you might be prepared to fight a lion one day. You're never going to be prepared to fight a lion one day.
I don't feel like lion was there, but bear for sure. Like, I was taught how to, like, scare off a bear. Like, you're going to definitely encounter a bear in your life.
We're here. We're queer. We don't want any more bears.
That's
a Simpsons line.
There it is.
There it is. Everybody knows now. Everybody fucking knows.
Everybody knows now. Let's Everyone move knows on I watched to the Simpsons before. Our media highlights of 21.
I watched a little bit of The Simpsons this year, but not a whole lot. What was your biggest highlight?
Biggest highlight is by far 100% hands down my Ted Lasso wins 21 by far. He saved my life, Ted Lasso, this year. Got me through some real tough times.
Soccer was not my jam.
Yeah, yeah. But
neither is basketball or football.
If you don't watch Ted Lasso, you better.
Yeah, so it's good. And you know, you've seen Jason Sudeikis as an asshole. He is amazing as wholesome, what humanity could be.
Yeah.
Like, I promise there's somebody in your life you treat with absolute kindness. And if you treated everybody with that same kindness,
a different world we'd be living in.
My biggest thing, pop culture, my biggest thing from this year would be Captain Fantastic. Do you remember
that one got us?
It wasn't from this last year,
right? But we watched it. Yeah,
it's Viggo Mortensen, and his family is out in the wilderness.
Yeah,
like they go off grid. He goes a little too strict off grid. Like, I'm fairly certain that I remembered reading or hearing an NPR interview years ago about a similar family with a similar story about. Mm-hmm. Going off, because I've listened to a lot of NPR, especially shout out to my girl Terry Gross, Fresh Air NPR, and Dave Davies, contributing editor. Okay, Captain Fantastic, like this movie, like made me realize our family doesn't have to be what I've always been told my family has to be. Not necessarily that we're gonna go live off grid in the woods, because honestly, I need my creature comforts. I need internet. I could do without most things. I need to be able to flush a moist flushable wipe off that I have just recently scraped
clean my anus. Why is everything so disgusting with you?
I need everybody to know how clean my anus is. That I then fold and go again and again and again so it's small so that it doesn't mess up the plumbing system, and then I flush it. I need to be able to do that or else this is not going to work. I also need high-speed internet, those things, and I need to be able to charge things. Oh, like, sure. those are the things. And I also would prefer my kids to have a place to, you know, so they don't have to be next to each other. Like, we couldn't live in a bus, like, on the movie.
Maybe we could. I don't know.
Let's go Captain Fantastic.
Maybe-ish.
Yeah, like, there's some really good stuff. In the end, they learn a lesson about, you know, finding a middle ground and being true to yourself. So what's your next one?
Doom Patrol meant a lot to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, we discovered Doom Patrol in 2021.
Great show. Just overall great show. Jane speaks to me.
Jane.
And the way they portray her. Oh my God.
So if those of you who don't know, Doom Patrol is this DC TV series. It's on HBO Max. It is based on this really obscure DC comic called Doom Patrol, where these people go off on random shit. Yeah. There's Robot Man. There's
like magic.
Crazy Jane, I think, is her name in the comic.
There's a road or a street, Danny Street.
There is a vengeful rat. Keeping us on topic here. I know you told me not to talk about rats, but I found a loophole. And if you see a loophole, I encourage you to take it. That's what loopholes are there for. If not, why does God throw in? When God closes, when someone opens a door, he opens a window or some shit. Sometimes a dog barks when you open a door. That actually, like, that was a theme for me, I think, in entertainment this year, was inspiration, like things that inspired me, things that I wanted to do. I want to have a different type of family. And Captain Fantastic was a different type of family.
Right.
When I say different type of family, I mean from the rest of the world. I wanted to have the family that my family is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we are very different.
So I started, because of that, I started making the decision to watch more things that I wanted to be. And then I decided I wanted to be creative. I've always wanted that. I decided to be that. I decided to watch documentaries about creative people. And I there's one that I had been wanting to watch for a long time called Waking Sweet Sleeping Beauty. It's a documentary about the animation studio, the resurgence of the Disney animation studio in the late 80s, early 90s, mostly thanks to Alan Menken and Howard Ashman. They came in and created the music as a storytelling device as you know it through Disney. So they hadn't been a thing since Sleeping Beauty, and all of a sudden they really were on the outskirts. They were shamed on the back skirts. Nobody cared about Disney. They had The Black Cauldron, which is an amazing book series, but it was an awful cartoon. And like, these creatives just did their thing and made my childhood. Like, these people had ideas in their head, put it together in a certain way, and it shaped my childhood because of that. And I had known the name Alan Menken because his name shows up when you listen to Disney music, which I do, and I always have.
Yeah, we always have.
So I knew the name Alan Menken, but I had learned the name Howard Ashman, which leads to my next one, which these are kind of clumped together, which is Howard, which is, he's the half of that duo.
Oh, really, Howard was another documentary.
Howard Ashman, yes. Yeah. So this documentary, Howard, was just about just this guy, Howard Ashman. He died of AIDS. He was he was a gay man in the 90s. In Hollywood, it was a difficult place for him. And he died in, I think he found out that he had AIDS right around the time he won an Oscar for Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
And then died while Aladdin was being made. An amazing creator. I encourage you to watch things by creative people. If you, creative people are interesting, and you're probably interesting too, if you're interested in creative people. I mean, at least I think I'm interesting. I usually think I'm interesting. I tell people I'm interesting.
Yeah, I think we're pretty interesting.
Like, I have
in
interesting ways,
interesting
usually.
By having our own podcast. So, yeah, we think we're interesting.
So, what you got?
Oh, what else do I got? I love The Morning Show was a really good one.
Ooh, that is a really good one.
However,
I was resistant to it. I, for some reason, there was just something about it I didn't want to watch.
Is it the second season?
Yeah, we've only seen two episodes.
We haven't really gotten into it.
Have that.
But the first season
it didn't
brilliant.
Have that electricity that the first season had, but it might come back to it. Yeah, I want to finish it. I don't want this to be one of those shows that we don't finish. So The Morning Show.
I loved that first season.
It's Always Sunny has had a really good season this last year. And I think it's.
that whole crew is just brilliant.
Mythic Quest. Let's just talk about.
Was that in 21?
There was a season this year. They came back.
The way they did their.
And you get the backstory of EW.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's been some good stuff. Mythic Quest. I love Mythic Quest.
I can't believe
that. What We Do in the Shadows.
I can't believe Mac from Always Sunny creates such poignant, like.
I know.
On the nose, yet subtle, yet in your face at the same time. He is a genius. I love his everything he creates. That whole group, all of them are geniuses.
Other movies.
Dune. I liked Dune a lot.
That was
There's probably never going to be a Denis Villeneuve movie that comes out Halloween that doesn't make my list.
I really liked.
We watched a creepy movie for Halloween. I'm not sure.
Like the Candyman, I think.
Oh, we did watch Candyman. Candyman
was, really
was good. You know, I love a good politic in my horror.
That was.
Give me politic in my entertainment any day, and a new discovery
another
that just made it under the radar is Mindy Kaling's new show. You fucking love it. I fucking love it. If you're not watching it,
I thought
it.
You were going to say Don't Look Up, but that show too. Jeez, that one's better.
It's called is a
so funny.
Very
just so
very
so funny.
Smart and
so
funny.
Talented.
Like, just watch everything she does.
But a lot of political stuff in that.
Don't Look Up too.
Oh yeah.
It is all about politics because it's they're girls in a college or an Ivy League college, mm-hmm. starting out and dealing with those politics. Some of them are wealthy, one of them's not so much. Yeah. And they explore that dynamic, and they do a lot of
comedians go, yeah, oh,
a lot of
so good.
Sexual
so
identity
good.
Politics uh-huh. in the show. It's
just good. Hilarious the way they handle everything. So funny. Go watch it. It's a lot of fun.
And they don't do it in a way that seems in your face, but they do it in a way that's obvious.
Yeah.
Like, why aren't you thinking of it this way?
Absolutely.
Yeah. They call out a lot of negative behavior.
That's probably going to be one of my favorite shows, because I've already started watching, like, we finished it.
And then now we're rewatching it.
And now I'm rewatching it again already. So
yes,
probably definitely going to be my favorite forever. So, what else we got? Don't Look Up. We watched that movie.
It's new on Netflix. It's about, there's a comet. It's Leonardo DiCaprio and Emma Stone. Not Emma Stone.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence are astronomers, and they find something in the sky I guess it's a 10-kilometer thing that's going to destroy all life on Earth.
Yeah.
So they
And it becomes political.
They get a plan to fix it.
First of all,
nobody cares. Then it gets to a point where, we have to do something. And then it's,
oh, wait.
We might be able to make money off of this. And then...
It's Don't Look Up. And they're
I might have gotten a little spoilery on that.
Oh, you might have to cut that bit out.
Mm-hmm. So Don't Look Up, it's about Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence are astronomers, and they find a thing that's probably going to kill everybody, and not everybody's listening. There's a solution, not everybody's following. Yep.
And
there's another way that, like,
maybe if we try this, no one listens to that either,
but this guy wants to do this, it might help him.
Anyway, it gets very political, and it's like a depressing comedy. Like, there's funny moments.
You've always teased me about these since we've been married. Like, I've been drawn to those NPR style comedies.
Leo handles it he's such a cool dad in it. Like,
yeah,
he's just like a dad.
Also, it deals with fame. Like,
yeah.
When people get to know you,
true.
How it can affect you and how different people.
I forgot
affect.
That aspect of it.
There are so and
it's really
how
good.
Fame affects the family. Once one person gets famous, what does the family do?
Yeah.
But, oh God, it's so good. It is
good
so
movie.
Good.
Any other movies stand out to you? You said Dune.
Always Dune. Always Dune. I
remember we liked Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi, but I don't remember much about it. I should. I remember the action
remember
was awesome.
I
remember
Black
it being
Widow,
a good
but
action
I don't
movie.
Remember much about
Florence
that.
Pugh is always awesome.
I love her.
Hawkeye is not finished yet, but we fucking love that.
We love Hawkeye, yeah.
Hard year, but it's been really good.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Like, when you just sit and take the time to list out all of the fun things, like, we really accomplished a lot in 21. We had some hard times, we had some rough times, but it's so cool to list everything out. Like, you will see, if you sit down and list your highlights from the previous year, I guarantee there's got to be more there than you would expect.
Yeah, you're going to be...
Even if it was a really shitty... Because it was a really shitty year for us. But, I mean, I just talked about highlights for an hour about how good 21 was.
Let's keep it up. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do. 2022. God, it's such a mouthful. 22. I'm just going to say 22 from here on out, and that's what it is, 22.
All right. So to make the next year better, let's go in with an intention. What are some things that we want to do? We've decided together on some values that we're taking into this year.
That we are not going to do this year is that whole obligation thing. I have no obligation to anyone. I think I realized it with the holidays.
We care. That does not to say we don't care about people.
We
will
do.
Always be
yeah.
there for people.
And we always
because
have.
Because we care.
And we show up for our people. We always have. We always do. Right. But I think there's, you know, with family and everything, there's just this sense of like, okay, they said Merry Christmas. And if you don't say Merry Christmas back, you're just mean.
Okay.
You know?
Here's a way
and
to relate
like,
that.
But you don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Any other time. Why
like,
do I
you
have
see it
to...
on Facebook because
yeah.
it tells people when your birthday is.
Right.
So oh, why is this kid I haven't talked to since middle school saying happy birthday to me when my cousin didn't say happy birthday to me?
You know, and it's not like I take it as a negative thing.
That no, I'm not mad when they do it.
Yeah. Okay, just, thank you. But
it didn't need to happen.
I'm just saying I'm not going to feel guilt and shame anymore if I don't reply. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go out of my way. Like, I will with the people who interact with me and who have made an effort to keep me in their lives. Like, I'm going to interact with them regularly, right? But there's just, I'm taking away that obligation that you have to do things a certain way just because there's certain people or whatever.
Here's one.
I'm going to do things that make me happy.
I love it. I love it. Here's an obligation that I do feel bad about missing, though. Calendar Man.
Oh.
Calendar Man on Arkham City. Yeah. As Batman, if you go into the Arkham City police station, Calendar Man is held captive, and you're supposed to go there on holidays,
and it gives you.
I missed Christmas Eve. I missed Christmas Day. I don't know if Christmas Eve gives you one. I wanted to try. I keep forgetting because you get busy. And New Year's, and I think I have all of them except for Christmas and New Year's. I think I'm almost there, and I didn't do that. That's an obligation that I choose to. Yeah. But if I feel bad, if I forgot to say happy birthday to you, it's probably because we're not that close.
Probably.
I'm going to try to make an effort, and my dog will yell at me if I don't.
It's true. And
be genuine. That's the thing. Be genuine. There are people in your life.
I want genuine.
Be genuine to those people.
And we all have those people. Like, it's okay that I am not best friends with my sibling that is 18 years older than me.
I love that. One of your siblings sends me a happy birthday text every single year. And that is
what a sweetheart.
Some years, that is the only interaction I have with this sister. There have been many years where that's been the case. But I don't feel like it's the Facebook situation. I don't feel like I am just her checking my name off of a list or adding it to a group text.
It's a genuine interaction.
We don't know each other very well, so there's no personal information there. She's not. But it is heartfelt. It's brief. She thought of me when writing this text and said, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I think that's what changes it is, like, I mean, she's done it forever. This is like part of who she is. It's genuinely she wants to check in and make sure you feel special on that day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus
never fails.
I'm doing this because I have like I have to check off this thing or I'm going to feel guilty or, you know.
To be a good family member, you're supposed to call every single person and talk for 15 minutes at least.
Like, well, I mean, that's what some people's standards are, right? Like, some parents have that mentality. If your child doesn't call every Sunday, you know, do they really love you? Or whatever it is, right?
Be interesting enough for them to want to call you.
Or what?
Why do parents stop trying to impress their children? Why do parents stop trying to impress their children?
I don't know. I don't know where it, like...
It's like when they become adults.
You're like, all right, I guess... They're fine. No.
You should still want to get better so they think you're someone to look up to as an adult.
Yeah.
Not just
constant progression, I think.
Always moving forward.
Yeah. Well,
always moving forward. What was our next value? We had one more.
Next one, I would say that I'm going to say no a hell of a lot more.
All right. You're going to say no, huh?
I'm just constantly giving myself to everyone else, you know? I mean, I guess I kind of touched on it briefly, but I'm just kind of like waiting. When's the universe going to reward me for how kind I've been? Fuck that. I'm doing my shit now. I'm going to make stuff happen for me.
Not that you're going to be selfish because you're not a selfish person.
No, I can't. I'm not going to change who I am.
I'm guessing it's because.
I'm going to start saying yes to myself and no to others more so that honestly, I can say yes more frequently because I've lost myself in others. Part of my trauma, I've constantly, you know, seeked approval, sought after approval from everyone else.
I appreciate it.
Jeez, can we cut the seeked out?
No, we won't.
Fuck you.
We have to know. So I wrote it down when we were in our pre-show notes.
Our pre-show notes.
Because that's where we compromised. But I want to make sure that I say it. It has to do with what you just said.
Yeah.
Like, yourself is just as important as everybody else's self.
Yeah, and I think that...
Not more, as.
I just need to show my... Like, when I... And honestly, I teach this, right? Mm-hmm. I'm really great at teaching it.
Yeah, at every time that you've taught throughout the years, I'm thinking, yeah, that's what you taught there. I remember you telling me about that lesson that you planned.
But to put it into practice is really difficult. But that's my goal. I need to practice what I'm teaching others. I need to lead with example, and I'm going to do that. Like, this year, I'm just going to believe in myself. I'm 35 years old. I know my shit. Like, yes, I'm going to still keep educating myself and trying to learn as much as I possibly can. Do I know everything right now? Hell no. Can I learn a lot more? Yes, I know. Yes, very much.
Will you know more tomorrow than you did today?
Yes, because I have to go in and study a lot for my job right now. But I'm going to constantly be growing. But I do know how smart I am. Mm-hmm. I do know that I have this, like, the skills, the education, the background, the experience, that I can help the demographic I work with, right? I can teach them. I can show them how to do these specific things that I do in my job versus me constantly, like, doubting myself and, like, can I do this? Like, oh, I better check in with my supervisor. I better do this. I better do that. And obviously, I'll do my job in the correct way. If I need to check in with my soup, I will. But
you're not scared. They trust you, so you should trust
you. I do my job well.
They hired you for a reason.
Yeah, and I mean, across the board with, I'm a damn good model. Like, I know how to take some of the best selfies I've ever seen. And I'm sorry, but I do. Like, I could look like this and still, I'm a hot mess right now, but I could
disagree.
I could look like, you know, what people would consider, you know, messy or scrubby or whatever, but I could still pop out a sexy ass selfie right now. And I know I can do that. I'm confident in that.
And it would get a few tips.
Yeah.
Usually does.
And I'm confident in that, though. And I need to stop second guessing myself. So that's what 22 is going to look like for me, hopefully. And I think you need that as well.
Yeah. Here's my big one that I'm going to try for. I spend a lot of time on what I don't have.
Oh, yeah. We both do that.
There's an absence I feel in a lot of certain areas.
I think you take it on like it's your fault that we don't have that versus
patriarchal society. I'm the patriarch.
I know, but like...
That's difficult to deal with. And you're in a patriarchal society.
I know.
And you are the patriarch and you're not doing the things
you're not meeting those specific...
Even though I fucking have
given. That goes... Yeah. That goes back to your fantastic, right? Captain Fantastic.
Yeah, let's have
story.
The family we want to live. What was I just saying a second ago? Will you remind me a little bit?
Yeah, so you're talking about that you want to make sure...
Oh, that's interesting.
Fuck you. Now you...
What was I saying?
You want to make sure that you're implementing... you're focused on what you do have versus what you don't have.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you're implementing this positive mentality, right? Like...
This week, I've told the universe that it better fucking reward me at least 17 times.
Yeah.
And that's not a number I use lightly. I don't use 17 often, but I've said at least 17 times, universe, where's my shit? Come back at me, motherfucker.
It's so weird because we've never really been like
that. I'm kind. I'm nice.
We have always just done the kind thing, or at least tried.
But...
I feel like we've tried to.
But when I look back, I make a fucking list and I have so much. I'm looking in front of me at...
We have a lot.
At some lady that's really, really pretty and and makes me laugh and has made me laugh and...
Oh my God. We were talking about that. How long? Okay. So you are wearing...
Because it's cold. It's 50 degrees, so we have to wear a snowboarding jacket.
Yeah, here in Arizona.
Luckily, I have a snowboarding jacket that I will never get rid of because I bought it when I was 18. 19?
No, 18.
Turning 19. Almost 18, 19.
Almost turning 19. Me and Pete were dating. They picked me up after a volleyball game.
And we went downtown Salt Lake, where there were fountains that you could run through, and it was cold
because there was snow on the ground. Snow on the ground.
November. And
early November, right? I was after my volleyball game, so we go down there.
Our clothes were wet.
Were lights up yet? No, not yet.
Oh, no. We went and bought a jacket. No, lights were still up.
Lights were up? Okay.
No. They weren't up. They were up, but not on.
Okay. That's what it was. So,
because I always liked to go down and see them.
I remember you're like, you want to run through those fountains? And I was just like, you're so stupid. Hell yes.
It is 20 degrees outside.
And then we both just like kind of psyched each other.
19-year-old and a 17-year-old.
Psyched each other up. I was in my
or 18 and
volleyball spandex, 16. Right? And running through these fountains, freezing cold temperatures, laughing our ass off. Like, we had so much fun. So much fun that night. Anyway, we bought that coat that night.
We had to drive home in our underwear.
And I remember you put it on, and it's like this rusty brown color.
It's like an orange. I love it. One time I spilled pizza sauce grease on it.
We love it so much. You put it on, and it brings out those rusty brown flecks that you have in your eyes.
I have hazel eyes. And they're pretty, I think.
Anyway.
MJ thinks they're pretty, too.
Super beautiful. So you have had that since you were...
18 years old.
18 years old.
How many years is that?
It will be 20 this year.
20-year-old jacket, and it's the warmest thing ever. It's so nice.
And it's a really nice.
Hey, anyway. Go buy a jacket with your future wife and hold on to it for a while, and then it'll be cool. You'll appreciate it.
Well, that was a story I went off on, but
I'm happy that we had it.
We have lot of years together. We have a lot to be thankful.
We have a lot, and the universe has provided.
Yeah, it has.
And so there are things that I need to change, but we have the power to change some things.
And we're going to change those.
So we speak out about things that we want to change, mm-hmm. and we make that be the changes that we want others to be. We try to anyway. We're not perfect. We're going to fuck up. We're going to probably mess up and have to apologize probably pretty soon. I'm probably going to mess up really soon. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, we'll apologize, we'll grow, and become better people. So, thank you for joining us today. It's been a wonderful recap of 21, right?
It's been a wonderful look forward into 2022.
And it's going to be so much fun.
I'm excited. Let's make this jaded world one of the cool types of jade where, like, it's a bird flew by. Let's make 2022 the type of year where a bird flies by, because it's always cool to see birds. They say that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, but I'm going to just go ahead and say that a bird flying around is worth a billion in a cage, because it's a bird. Let it fly.
Yeah.
Let it be the life it wants to be.
Why don't we let birds be birds, and we'll be us, and... I don't know.
We're a couple of fucking weirdos. Thanks for sticking around. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
It's cold. Oh, everything's cold when you're cold.
It's so cold.
Talking about it or your sandwich?
Both. Sandwich cold. Nose cold. I wonder if my coffee's cold. Cold. Okay. So, is this a sound check?
Wow.
Ew.
Why are you coughing into the mic? I was rock and rolling, and you're gross over here?
That was rock and roll? Wow. Okay, I see it now. Or hear it now. Sorry.
Like that one rock and rolly guy who would do
rock
and rolly type
things? Because
thing?
I like things hot. So I'm going to go get things hot.
My favorite documentary of all time is The Endless Summer. It's maybe not my favorite, but like, I fucking loved that shit.
Okay, well, that's what we're smoking today, Pete. We're gonna smoke this Endless Summer popcorn.
There's no surf in Tahiti.
Did they have popcorn there?
In Tahiti?
I don't know.
I don't know about Tahiti's popcorn. I never I went to see it. It was just on Encore.
Endless Summer.
I liked Encore a lot. I play the old people movies.
Such as?
There's that one. It was something versus something. Oh. That one too. Usually, the Return of the Jedi. Empire Strikes Back. Yeah, that was the one.
Old people, like, I thought that's like.
Well, this was in the 90s, so it was like, I don't know. But that was the one new thing they showed on it, on Encore. Most of the time they played like Arthur and Arthur 2 and Arthur 3.
Wait, not
Arthur 4.
PBS Arthur?
And Arthur 5. Arthur was
what
this
is Arthur?
It's this movie about this British alcoholic in New York City.
And there are 5 of these?
There are 5 of these.
This is the sound.
I think. Let me see. I'm going to Google it, and the sound check is going to have this heard. Arthur. Dudley Moore.
Okay.
Dudley Moore is he's this dude. He's just like, hey, I'm Dudley Moore. And he's all drunk. That's what I remember about the movie, because I didn't know much about alcohol, but I knew it was bad. Arthur 2. Okay, maybe there were only 2. But, like, that's what I would watch on when I was off track, because I was in year-round school.
Oh, year-round was dumb. I hated that everyone else had year-round but me.
Oh, I was so jealous that everyone but me had traditional.
What? Really?
My cousin had, my cousin went to regular traditional school, and like, I'd be off track, but like, what am I going to do? I'm not really friends with anybody in my class. Kids are in the other track. They're still in school. My friends,
right.
They're in a different classroom.
Jeez, that was dumb.
So I guess I'll sit around at home.
Why didn't the state or district get on board that everyone does it? Like, why?
I think it was an experiment. And I think it failed, because I think for the most part, they're all back to
traditional.
Yeah. Do you know of anybody in?
I have no idea. I haven't heard of year round in 9 years now. So I have no idea.
Oh, we got kind of.
And I don't really have connections there. So, I mean.
I have a connection there. It's like, you know, on Avatar, when you asked me to load that bowl and I didn't.
I know, so here we are.
Oh, I did other stuff.
MJ's loading the bowl. Like an ice cream cone.
On Avatar, when they like make the connection with that tree, I want to have that connection to a place.
Ice cream cones their bowls like I do.
View ice cream cone your bowl, let us know at soundcheck.com.